It was a powerful welcome for a powerful team. Eskayowu 7 Meshikswumik, Squamish Nation, representatives welcomed players from the Black Ferns, New Zealand Senior Women's Rugby Club, on February 27. The team is known for its strong representation of Maori culture. The Eskayowu 7 Mesh ceremony included a gift exchange, shared meal, singing, drumming and an esimku, which means to cover a person and hold them up. It is a very high sign of respect in Eskayowu 7 Mesh culture. It felt really good, not only to be a part of it but to be a witness, said Cowan. Essexwixton Wilson Williams, spokesperson for the nation. We wanted to pay tribute and show them respect. What we say is our Wanakses, showing respect. The New Zealand team is in Vancouver for the 2023 HSBC Canada Sevens tournament, which is on this weekend, March 3 to 5. The massive tournament will include 32 teams. The New Zealand team is a powerhouse of international rugby, with victory in nearly 90% of their tests. The Eskayowu 7 Mesh event was held at Kapalano Rugby Club's clubhouse in West Vancouver's Klahani Park, which is on the nation's traditional territory. About the esimku, or blanket portion of the ceremony, William said in addition to holding the players up in admiration, the ceremony was meant to take some of the heavy weight off of the team's shoulders. Because they're leaving home, and it's never easy, especially if you're traveling across the world. We wanted to unload some of the heaviness that they carry, so that purity in themselves can come through stronger. The esteemed guests also received sockeye salmon caught in the Fraser River this past summer. One of the song's nation members sang was the Snowbird Song, which is very sacred, William said. Williams added that Slanay Stamsh, women warriors, also blessed the players. There were some pretty intimate moments of emotion too from some of the players who were blanketed, he said. In the gift exchange, William said he received a signed jersey that he will forever cherish. As the father of three girls, the strength and representation of the women's team is not lost on Williams. They are a model of what rugby could be, ultimately. Definitely, they're at the forefront of spreading awareness not only of rugby, but about the Maori people and the culture, he said, adding that the traditional song the players sang for the nation was moving. The nation's Brad Baker, whom Williams called a true ambassador for women in sports, is a former longtime coach for North Vancouver's Carson Graham Girls Rugby Program. He initiated the welcome event for the New Zealand players through his connections to the team. He has taken several of Carson Graham Secondary School's teams to New Zealand over the years and said the Maori welcome ceremony they experienced, called Pōwhiri, was very similar to the nation's. Very similar cultural performances and breaking of bread, food and proper speeches and welcoming people to the land, he said. When he was visiting, Baker, whose ancestral name is Snowmot, was offered fern leaf as an offering of peace by the Maori hosts. If we accept that, it means we are coming in peace. So very, very cool. He concurred with Williams that the Eskayowu 7 Mesh event Monday was emotional. It just shows the mutual respect we have for each other as Indigenous peoples, the Maori people, and the Squamish people and working together to continue to support kids and sport. Baker said while humble, the Black Ferns are the best women's rugby team in the world. The humility that they show as excellent athletes, it just shows the younger generation of females, the opportunities that lay in front of them, that the door is open for them to walk through in a good way in the sport of rugby.